In our retro report today, we aren't so much looking back as we are looking into the mind of someone who represents a policy that was revealed in the Senate torture report released and partially declassified last year. The report was describing actions against Iraqi and Afghan suspects that took place years ago, some resulting in the deaths of prisoners. Retro Report takes us inside the case back in 2004 of a CIA contractor, David Pissarro, who was sentenced to 6 years in prison for assaulting an Afghani prisoner a year earlier who died during what was called an interrogation. The prisoner, Abdul Wali, was a farmer accused of firing rockets at a U.S. outpost.
After 9/11, President Bush got on national television and said, not only are we going to go after the terrorists, but we're going to go after those that harbor the terrorists. And we will do so under any or with any means necessary. I can remember Dick Cheney saying the same thing in Coffer Black, the gloves are off. In other words, all the rules and regulations no longer applied.
Now out of prison, contractor David Pissarro's attitude is an echo of the convictions just last week of four former Blackwater prison guards of murder and attempted murder. Peter Klein is a producer for Retro Report from the New York Times and director of the Global Reporting Center. Klein says whatever the law, there were plenty of signals from commanders that were seen as green lights for this kind of abuse.
There was sort of a wink and a nod that, you got to do what you got to do, but don't get caught. That was sort of the message that they got from higher-ups, and certainly that's the message that Pissarro claims that he got, that, they sent me in there to get information from this guy no matter what, and when I did it, I got in trouble. It's hard to buy that because, of course, this guy, Abdul Wali, ended up dying, and there's virtually no evidence that he was involved in any terrorism in any way. So, it does seem like a pretty terrible case of injustice.
But part of Pissarro's argument would be that he's somehow acting in a way that collectively there's some sort of consensus among the people around him that this is how you're supposed to do things. And that was certainly not the case with Haider Akbar, who's the son of the provincial governor in Afghanistan, who actually witnessed some of Pissarro's behavior.
The way I would describe it is like I almost felt like it was a guy that felt like he was playing a role in a movie. You know, let's do this. Who are you, Abdul Wali?
And Pissarro himself says that Abdul Wali was a threat and even maintains that to this day.
At one point, he lurched out after me, and I slapped him. It was just a quick response. My hands were right here, and it was just to get him off of me. Is that assault? It could be construed as assault, but in the war on terror in Afghanistan, in Assadabad, that's not assault.
The penalty for assault is not death, right?
Right, right. And in this case, the reason the government brought assault charges was because there was no way to prove that Abdul Wali died as a result of any kind of beatings. There was no autopsy done on Abdul Wali. So the best that the government could do was assault.
But even the use of torture, David Pissarro differs with.
Anything that I did to Abdul Wali, none of that constitutes torture. In hindsight, I wouldn't have done anything different.
What's the lesson here? I mean, Retro Report, takes a great pains to put in context issues that after time has passed really allow us to see things differently. What would you say is that mission in this story?
When you look at it in context of the other many other cases of torture, I guess the question is why? Why were those cases dropped and why was this case pursued? That was, I think, one of the interesting questions we wanted to explore. And one of the theories that were put forward is that this guy, Dave Pissarro, was a contractor. He was not an employee. He wasn't a lifetime case officer or a field officer. So it was a little bit perhaps politically easier to go after him. And Dave Pissarro's argument and Dave Pissarro's attorney's argument was that this was sort of a non-case until Abu Ghraib happened. It took an entire year between Abdul Wali's death and the actual indictment. And the indictment was 7 weeks after Abu Ghraib. John Ashcroft personally announced the indictment. And in the indictment speech, John Ashcroft, the attorney general at the time, made the point that, this is evidence that we take this kind of stuff seriously in the wake of Abu Ghraib. Here's proof that we don't let these things slide.
Peter Klein, producer for Retro Report and director of the Global Reporting Center, a nonprofit journalism organization, spoke to us from Vancouver, British Columbia. Thanks so much, Peter.
Thank you.
Hi. I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.